Backing down a backbiter. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 23. The north wind driveth away rain, so doth an angry countenance a backbiting tongue. Backing down a backbiter. Backbiting is something that God hates. It is an infectious disease. With the rise of social media, it is socially acceptable to be a backbiter now more than ever. The word means the act of slandering the absent, to defame, to injure, by maliciously uttering a false report respecting one, to tarnish or impair the reputation of one by false tales, maliciously told or propagated. It is to bite from behind in a most cowardly way. Paul lists it as one of his chiefest concerns with the Corinthian church. Then in Romans chapter 1, he lists it with haters of God, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. So then God is not pleased with the backbiter, and he has a remedy to cure the backbiter. He has a way to back down the backbiter. The north wind driveth away rain, so doth a angry countenance a backbiting tongue. Too many times a backbiter finds a pleasant place to lay down his slander. Ears that will give a listen to his or her backbiting slander. We should never make it comfortable for a gossip or a backbiter to spread his nonsense. A reproving look has broken hearts, says one, as Christ broke the heart of Peter. An angry look, not a mere peevish or petulant look, but a look of right down honest anger directed to a backbiter would send him in mute confusion from your presence. One man said, so doth an angry countenance a backbiting tongue, it drives it away, discourages and silences it. When a man puts on a stern countenance, a frowning and angry look on such who bring him slanderous reports and idle tales of their neighbors, and reproach and backbite them, it checks them. It puts a stop to their practices, whereas listening to them, and especially with an air of pleasure, encourages them in them. Were there not so many that take pleasure in hearing those talebearers and backbiters, were they more roughly dealt with, as the blustering north wind does with the rain, there would not be so much of this evil practiced. Learn to deal with the backbiter as such. When they come to bring a slanderous report, back them down with a stern and sober countenance. Do not be the person they are comfortable with bringing their gossip and backbiting or talebearing stories to. I have known that women can be all too ready to receive such gossip online. Busybodies into other men's affairs. We see many women today online that, though their feet do not leave their home, their hearts do on the internet. They are all over social media spreading gossip, listening to the latest stories and scandals about people, and spreading them and thinking they have righteous indignation to do it. Not willing to see to their own homes or their own houses. Women that spend too much time and get caught up in gossip and backbiting and entertain false stories about others. Slanders would not be so readily spoken if they were not readily heard. Sin, if it receives any check, becomes cowardly. One said, be not a resetter to these privy thieves, a receptacle for them, as one calls it. The tale hearer is as blameworthy as the tale bearer, and he that loves a lie as he that makes one. Learn to back down the backbiting tongue.